SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Ten Commandments are heading to Louisiana school classrooms. Keith Peters reports.
Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. The GOP drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by the start of 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, parts of Texas are getting pounded with rain from Tropical Storm Alberto. It's the first named storm of the hurricane season. Meanwhile, rain is falling in New Mexico, where fire crews have been battling a wildfire. Authorities say those blazes have killed at least two people and damaged more than 1,400 structures. And more high temperatures are in store today from the southwest to the northeast as the heat wave continues. Russia's Vladimir Putin is visiting Vietnam, where he's signing a series of brand new deals.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. Embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chavas.
Recreational boaters found $1 million worth of cocaine floating in the ocean off the Florida Keys this week. This is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. Judges overturned an earlier decision to strike the proposed equal rights amendment from the ballot over a procedural error. The New York Constitution currently bans discrimination based on race, color, creed, or religion. The term pregnancy outcomes is a euphemism for abortion. This is SRN News. Drivers are getting some relief at the gas pump these days.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Canadian airline WestJet is starting to cancel some flights as it braces for a possible strike this week by aircraft maintenance technicians. The airline said more than 6,000 passengers could be affected. The low-fare airline announced the cancellation of flights to avoid leaving passengers and planes stranded in remote locations if there is a walkout. WestJet is Canada's second-largest airline. More details at SRNnews.com.